Joining us by phone is County Commissioner Heidi Dukirk. Good morning, Heidi.
Good morning.
Well, we had a county board meeting yesterday, and we got quite a few things to talk about. Let's talk about, first of all, the special event permit from David Betts, county engineer, was there on behalf of Mush for a Cure, and that's going to happen again, isn't it?
It is going to happen again, and it's approved.
Okay. Yeah, I kind of thought it might be, yeah. So we've got that to look forward to. I think that's probably, that's usually in March, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Okay, and then land purchases. There's two things we need to talk about. One is the land purchase and the other is land exchange. Let's start with the purchase first. What and why?
There was a request to negotiate a land purchase for a property that is currently advertised for sale on Maple Hill Drive, Cemetery Road. The County Highway Department has a pit on the backside of the cemetery that they access by going completely up the road and down and back behind the cemetery. So there is a lot available on the lower end of Maple Hill, which they could purchase, put in a road, and access the pit from the lower end. So that was the question, if they could enter into negotiations for that property.
Okay, and then land exchange, that's a whole different thing. We're talking a number of parcels, and one of them the county doesn't want to deal with.
Well, there was one parcel up, and there was quite a bit of citizen discussion on that, and thank you to the citizens that came forward. I think we had about 10 citizens from the Devil Track area come in. Four of them actually got up and spoke before the board, which was wonderful. And through much discussion on the part of Sue Hakes and Betty and the Forest Service, it was decided that Parcel 19, which is also referred to as Junco, will be removed. And the members did also make a statement that they are concerned about Parcels 15, 16, and 17, and 18.
Now, these would be pieces of land that would be exchanged for land the county has within the Superior National Forest, within the boundary waters, is that it?
Yeah, it's the huge land exchange that's been worked on for years and years and years.
Okay, another piece of property is the tip of the trail. That's going up, I guess, for sale.
Yes, it should go up for sale in June, and it will be set for an auction with a minimum of $350,000.
Okay, now, there's been some talk about, you mentioned Betty, that's Betty Schultz, she's the assessor and land commissioner, and she would like some office staffing. Let's talk a little bit about the where we are with that and why it's necessary. And remind me again, is it called a quintile?
It is a quintile. We, as a county, need to meet a 20% quintile with the state. The state does audit us and check and verify on that. And we have not been meeting that as presented by the state.
Now, that means 20% of the properties in the county have to be assessed
every year. So your property, you should have an assessor out there at least once every 5 years on your property and checking it. Mm-hmm. And so obviously this is past things. This is nothing that has to do with Betty. She's just came in and is taking over, and she's doing her best to get us up to date and get us informed on what we need to do and what needs to be done to do that. And her request is to add a staff in order to get us up to date with the state and not be in trouble.
And that was shifted over to a committee.
It was. She had made this request in January, and Jan Hall is her liaison, and she was not at the meeting, so it was tabled to yesterday. And it's a big discussion, and it's kind of divided. And so, obviously, we've got the side of, do we add more expense to the county? Is it truly necessary? And Betty has provided a lot of proof that it's necessary and needed, but we're still struggling. So we are going to have a committee sit down and figure out exactly what she needs, how we're going to do it, and how we're going to move forward. And, you know, they need to decide, is it a full-time? Is it a part-time? Is it a temporary? Is it a permanent? And it was thrown out there, you know, when you say temporary, I think one season. And the thought of temporary is a full-time person for 5 years.
Oh, so yeah. Now currently, if I'm not mistaken, the two people come out to make that visit from the office, and there's been some discussion as to whether that's necessary?
She's already made the change that it will be one person.
Oh, okay.
They will both be going out, but not together. And there has the maintenance department already ordered a new vehicle so that the assessor's office has two designated vehicles to their department so that it's actually possible for them to go. But there still needs to be someone in the office.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah.
That's always handy, right.
Right, and when you look at other counties, we have counties that have an assessor's office and a land commission office, and we don't. We do all of that together. So both arguments on both sides are very good, and that's why it's been moved to a committee.
Okay, county veteran service officer. State's not going to pay that role anymore.
Nope, that contract ends in June, but we as a county feel that that job is very important and necessary, and so we are currently contracted at 15 hours a week, and we would like to move forward for that.
And we currently actually share that position with the reservation, right?
Yep. We have Clarence Everson Clinker that does that, and he has stated that he is definitely interested in continuing, but I believe we have to advertise the position.
And speaking of employees, a big change coming up here.
Yes. Much to our protest, Janet Simonen has given notice, and she will be leaving us in August when she hits her 30 year.
Yeah, you don't want to see her go.
No, I don't think anybody wants to see her go. I think she's liked across the board.
Yeah, but 30 years is 30 years. So
it is.
She's given you 6 months to work on it, though, right?
She is.
Well, we've been speaking with Heidi Dukirk. She is county commissioner from District 4, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Heidi. We will look forward to talking to you again.
Thank you. Have a good day.